You know, it's good news, and it's amazing to me how resilient a lot of humanity has been in the face of the COVID pandemic, the forced vaccines, the economic collapse that has been attempted. You know, it just goes to show you that as the globalists have to keep escalating their attacks on humanity, burning down food plants, for example, having fertilizer shortages, tearing down energy infrastructure, the reason they have to do that is because humanity has been so incredibly resilient. I think that the powers that be genuinely believe that they could get something like 95% of the American people to take the COVID jab. And had they accomplished that, they knew that they could kill off, you know, some significant portion of the population between now and 2030. Not just through infertility, but of course, sudden deaths and heart attacks and strokes and so on. But the actual vaccine uptake rate, I mean, I know it varies based on different shots, but I think that in reality, maybe 40% of the American people didn't take any of these shots. And then another maybe 20% or 25% only took two and stopped taking the boosters. I know those aren't the official figures, but the official figures are always exaggerated. You know, just like we get lied to about inflation and jobs numbers and everything, we're lied to about vaccine uptake as well. In order to make it appear like, well, everybody's doing it, you should do it too, you know, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of American resistance and resilience against the depopulation weapon system. And, the economic lockdowns that were designed to destroy small businesses, they did do some of that, but they didn't have the atomic bomb effect that I think the globalists really wanted. They wanted to truly tear down America's economy. And this is why Biden has been furiously signing executive orders, shutting down pipelines and oil infrastructure and exploration and so on, because they wanted the American economy to be completely gutted. And they did not achieve that. So, you know, good job to all of us and to you listening. If you made it through this, you navigated it, right? You found resilient new ways, or you had redundancies, or you had savings put away, and you handled the lockdowns, and you handled, you know, all the vaccine coercion. Maybe you left your job over that, which is fine. Now you're a pure blood and you don't have the vaccine contamination in your system. You don't have the transgenic mutations in your DNA, right? So congratulations. We are really hard to kill. And that's what a lot of globalists are figuring out right now, that gosh, these informed Americans, you know, the people that listen to alternative media, my God, they're hard to kill. I'm sure the globalists are saying something like, they're like cockroaches, man. You just can't kill them. Well, they can call us whatever they want, but we're the ones eating meat while they're eating bugs, huh? Or at least they're pushing eating bugs. But no, we're not the bugs. We're the humans. You're the bugs. You're the enemies of humanity. We're the real human beings, and we are resilient. See, I think another factor that they did not consider is that we have God on our side. Because, of course, the globalists don't even believe in the existence of God. So they never factored God into this. They never factored, you know, guardian angels. They never factored spiritual assistance from Jesus Christ and the protection of Christ and all of that. And this is one of the reasons why they're missing their kill quotas, frankly, because God is on our side. Now, you may say, well, why didn't God protect everybody? Well, because a lot of people wanted to commit suicide. They went along with all this. They begged for vaccines and boosters. Some of them are still begging for boosters. You know, God doesn't want to take away your ability to make a decision. God's not here to control you and take away your freedom of consciousness, right? Your free will. So if people under their own free will wanted to say, oh, take the vaccine, take the jab, and, you know, God's not going to intervene and stop them from doing that, and those people end up dying, well, they brought it on themselves. And that's very clear. So God helps those of us who want to help ourselves, who want to help humanity. That's why we are still here, if you think about it. That's why we've made it through so far. And that's why we're going to make it through whatever else they throw at us. You know, the depopulation globalists, remember, they're cranking this up. next, it's going to be another pandemic. It's going to be a cyber attack on the financial infrastructure. It's going to be World War III or nuclear terrorism or, you know, currency collapse or whatever. They have big plans for what they're going to do to us next. And whatever you've learned so far in terms of survival and being informed and aware and being resilient, that's going to serve you well. And you're going to have to, you know, double down on that. You're going to have to enhance that knowledge. You're going to have to reach down deep and find new ways to be resilient. Prepping can only help you so much. Now, it's still critical. It's great to have a backup supply of the stuff that we need, but you're going to have this spiritual strength to make it through what's coming. And at some point, and I think we're getting very close to this, and I'm not even kidding, this is not hyperbole, at some point, the Luciferians just unleash their physical demons on this plane of existence. And you're seeing how close they're getting to this. You know, the recent Grammys broadcast was just worshiping Lucifer, you know, satanic musical events, just right on broadcast television and talking about how they're going to worship Satan. Yeah, the TV networks are just straight up worshiping Satan. Why are they doing that? They're getting ready to unleash the physical demons on this plane of existence. So you're actually going to see demons walking upon earth that look like demons on the outside. I'm not talking about just the current demons who have infested the bodies of humans, you know, because there's a whole lot of those, as you well know, some of them in the Biden administration, some of them in the State Department, some of them in Congress, right? Some of them as school teachers and school counselors and so on. I'm talking about straight up demonic entities that have unmasked, that just, you know, take it all off and just bare their true dark soul for all the world to see. They're very, very close to that moment. And when that happens, a whole lot of people are going to lose their minds and they're not going to be able to face that. It's just, I don't know, unimaginable to a lot of people for some reason. So people will lose their minds. But for those who are spiritually aware and ready for that to happen, it won't be a shock. And just remember, if you have a demonic gargoyle, demon creature from hell that appears in this plane of existence, just remember, if it has physical structure, you can shoot it. You can kill it. You know, you can hack it. You can destroy its structure. If it's physical, it bleeds or it breaks, one or the other. So be prepared for that, because I have no doubt that day is coming. That's what they're prepping the world for. It's going to be the great unveiling of demonic entities on this planet. And probably the government will probably say, oh, no, they're not demons, they're aliens. And you'll be told, don't harm them, they're aliens, and it's an alien species on Earth, and we have to, you know, have diplomacy. But they're actually demons from hell. So anyway, I mean, it's going to get interesting, no question about it. Just be ready for absolutely anything, because we're getting closer and closer to that time with each passing day. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and check out my videos and podcasts at brighteon.com. Take care.